Social media vampires.
Hi. Thanks for adding me. So sweet of you.
Oh, don't mention it. You're cool, too.
No, really, you're such a funny guy. Everybody seems to be talking about you, and you're just like, so it's like you're a famous star or something. Wow. Mashallah.
I try.
But you know what? I feel you've been down lately. You feel, you know, like you're sad or something. Is there something bothering you?
Oh, it's just the... it's nothing, really.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's the... it's the separation. It's killing me.
But I thought you were divorced like 3 years ago.
Yeah, well... it feels like yesterday, and...
it seems you love her. Do you still love her?
Oh, yeah, I love her very much. I always think... I can't stop thinking about her.
But I'm going to be very honest with you. I mean, all the girls around you and the flirting and everything. I mean, I'm just saying...
oh, don't judge me. I don't know. They chase me around. I mean, I just seem to attract the wrong kind of people.
And what kind of person am I? Am I from the wrong people?
Oh, baby, you can be anything you want to be.
Oh, stop it. Don't call me baby. You just know me.
Anyway, these messages are boring. Have you got Skype or something?
Oh, yeah, why?
You know, we could get closer and stuff, if you know what I mean.
Listen, I have to go now. Bye-bye.
Later at 2 p.m. No, let's say a.m. to be precise.
Hey, sexy. I think me and you should, you know, how do I say this? Get closer and... you know, play house or something. But for grown-ups, if you know what I mean.
But you said you love her. Dude, you need some serious help.
Help me, baby.